This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's legislative session came to a close last night, and Colorado will not be changing the rules for residential growth and development, at least not this year. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports on the demise of the land use bill.
What began with Governor Jared Polis's sweeping proposal to allow condos and duplexes across dozens of cities ended with nothing. The legislature failed to pass Polis's land use bill in any form. It faced intense opposition from local governments and in suburban districts especially. The Senate and House passed two very different versions, but the Senate ultimately decided to let the bill die rather than try to come up with a compromise that could pass. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
But some other things did get done at the session this year. CPR's Benta Berkland reports abortion access and health care were major priorities this year.
Democrats passed laws to codify the right to abortion access and transgender care, and to shield patients and providers from legal repercussions from other states. I would quickly note that those issues, those were very partisan votes. But in general, at the State House, a lot of measures are still very bipartisan.
CPR's Benta Berkland. Former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters was held in contempt of court on Friday for lying to a judge about a video recording she took in court last February. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports Peters was fined $1,500 but did not receive jail time. Peters is facing felony and misdemeanor charges after authorities say she copied election information from county computers and used stolen identification to do so. That trial begins this fall. This is CPR News and KRCC. Coming up next, it's Here and Now. It is a mostly sunny day across Colorado.